I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back on Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and it's time for our weekly visit with Margaret Brennan, moderator of Face the Nation on CBS. I'm going to start by asking you to put on your foreign affairs hat. We learned this week that North Korean troops have been spotted in the Russian border region with Ukraine. There's a lot of implications there. Outline some of those for us.
This is truly extraordinary. South Korean intelligence and U.S. intelligence have confirmed that roughly 3,000 special forces troops from North Korea are training under the auspices of the Russian military. South Korea says this is to learn how to operate machinery, including drones, and the United States is warning this could potentially be for use on the battlefield in Ukraine, meaning two nuclear U.S. adversaries, North Korea and Russia, may soon be teaming up against Ukraine. America's adversaries are working together here. Remember, China is helping Russia in terms of financial support and helping to rebuild its industrial base. Iran is sending personnel and drones to Ukraine. This is the largest land war in Europe, and it is expanding in terms of the adversaries working together to try to undermine the West, to avoid the Western sanctions, and to try to potentially get Russia to win this land grab. And if that happens, if Vladimir Putin wins here, it sets a really dangerous precedent, particularly for other future conflicts that the next president of the United States will face.
Could this pull South Korea into this conflict in Ukraine?
South Korea has warned publicly that they are now considering sending weapons, more than the existing support they have been giving, the non-lethal support to Ukraine. It just underscores that this isn't just a regional European conflict. This is global now. This has brought in Iran and South Korea and North Korea. I mean, it's just an extraordinary conflict. So it brings us back to the choice American voters are about to make in regard to who the next commander-in-chief of this military will be. And for me, I'm interested when I speak to J.D. Vance, a Republican senator from Ohio this weekend, again, to press him on why he thinks this conflict that now involves so many American adversaries working together against the U.S. is somehow not worth trying to fight for, and why he thinks it won't set a precedent. He's got this sort of counter establishment point of view, and we want to press him on it.
We're in the final days of the presidential campaign, as you mentioned. You know, in these last days, who do each of these candidates need to reach and get out to the polls?
This is going to be a turnout election, meaning it is going to come down to small numbers, perhaps one on the margins, very small numbers of votes, because this is such a tight race. And it's the seven battleground states we're most focused on, because remember, American elections aren't won on the popular vote. They are won on the Electoral College, and the big states with big numbers of Electoral College votes behind them, like Pennsylvania, are very much in focus for these campaigns. That's why J.D. Vance is going out to Western Pennsylvania this weekend. That's where I'm flying to meet him, to speak to him tomorrow. And you have the vice president also campaigning around the country this week. She has made the decision to try to make a final argument for her win here in Washington, D.C. next week. She wants to go to the Ellipse, the place where Donald Trump, when he was president, you know, stood on January 6th, encouraging his supporters to challenge the outcome of the election on the day of certification. And ultimately, we know those supporters stormed the Capitol, destroyed what was in there, a number of prosecutions for criminal actions, 1,500 or so are underway right now still. So she's trying to draw this contrast to say this is the kind of anti-democratic violence that's possible if Donald Trump wins. She's trying to make this argument not so much just about what she's going to offer, but what the alternative could be. So to motivate those people, perhaps even those who might identify as Republicans but aren't comfortable with things like January 6th, to cross over and vote for her. She's also been reaching out to young voters as well.
You mentioned J.D. Vance. Who else will we see on Face the Nation this week?
Well, it feels funny to characterize Liz Cheney in any way other than the staunch conservative she has been throughout her life. However, she is campaigning for Vice President Harris, and she is going to join us, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, on the program. We want to talk to her about these closing arguments around January 6th. It was the events of that day and the then president's behavior that made her say that she was not comfortable and could not stand by him. We will also talk to two secretaries of state from two places you need to watch carefully, Arizona and Pennsylvania. We want to talk to them about how they're going to administer the elections, how quickly they will know the results. Remember, it's the state, not the federal government, that runs the election. And we want to understand what procedures may have changed from 2020, because we want to know when it'll be clear who the next president is and how likely litigation will be afterwards. This could be a long election month.
Margaret, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.